Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 13th of August. Yesterday's US consumer price inflation data confirmed that tariff costs are being passed through to the US consumer, and they're being passed through with the speed and in the sectors of the economy where one would expect this to happen. Things like tyre prices shot up as pre-tariff inventory has been cleared. Banana prices have been falling globally, but rising in the United States, and rising more than the newly imposed trade taxes would justify, hinting at second-round inflation effects. US appliance prices have risen since March of this year, but in Mexico, Canada, the EU, and the UK, appliance prices have fallen since March. And so on. Of course, not every area of the economy will show the effects of trade taxes yet. Political partisanship has made people very eager to see taxes being passed through as quickly as possible, but there's no reason that car prices, for instance, would be showing trade taxes just yet. It takes time to ship autos across the Pacific. Cars arriving in the United States as late as June were still free of trade taxes. It then takes about 6 months to get from port to dealer lot in the auto space as well. Auto prices will be one of the last things to reflect trade taxes, and what is being sold right now is pre-tax stock. Why not raise the prices anyway? Because auto supply chains presumably think there is some chance of trade taxes being overturned by the courts, in which case the government has to pay the money back that it's taken, and the sizable price increase implied by the tariffs need not be paid. US core goods price inflation is therefore set to grind higher, always assuming that consumer price inflation is honestly reported. US President Trump, of course, fired Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner McEntifer, whose body of economic research has been cited 1,327 times, and nominated Antoni, whose body of economic research has been cited once. Antoni has suggested that the Bureau of Labor Statistics might suspend the publication of things like labor market data because of accuracy problems. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has an obligation legally to provide monthly data, but the law does not seem to specify when that data has to be published. There are two obvious international precedents for suspending the publication of data: the UK and China. The UK has suspended the labour force survey over accuracy problems driven by a low survey response rate. It has done so without any suspicion of political interference and has moved to improve survey response rates and has provided alternative experimental measures to help investors understand what is happening in the labour force. China's suspension or cessation of economic data publications, in contrast, has just provoked speculation about what is happening in the labour market or the wider economy, often with a negative bias. In the current climate, it seems as if delaying US data releases would just encourage speculation in the interim and weaken trust in the accuracy of official US figures. There would be a use of private sector data, but that data would not be benchmarked against official data, and it would allow selective use to support whichever political biases one wishes to hold. German final July consumer price inflation data is due. German data is very often revised, and nearly always revised, to give a picture of stronger growth. Again, there's no suggestion of political manipulation about this. However, the consumer price inflation data is almost never revised from the flash estimate release. Spain similarly is releasing final consumer price inflation data, and again, markets simply expect a validation of the flash estimate. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.